Today's shiur in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omud Beis, and we are in the middle of the halachos that deal with the bathroom. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, B'nei Adam Sheyesh Lehem Safsal Nakuv, people that have the equivalent of what we would call today something like a commode, which is basically a chair which has a hole in it, the nifnu lav, and a person goes to the bathroom through the hole in the chair, and then the excrement gathers either in the pit below it or in some sort of a container. So if you just have this chair, mutu likros kriyashma kenegdo, you would be allowed to read kriyashma in the presence of this chair. Why? Kivon she'ein hatsoa al hanekev, because the actual excrement is not on the chair itself, around the hole of the chair. And the chamber pot or whatever container you would have to collect the stool underneath the chair isn't present over there. And furthermore, the hole over the chair is normally covered with some sort of a board, so it can be used to sit on, I guess, when it's not being used as a toilet. So therefore, with all of these conditions being present, that there is no actual graf shori or status of a bathroom over here with the chair, the Mechaber writes that a person would be allowed to say kriyashma or dvarim shebekdusha in the direction or facing the chair. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, Sfirule, the Mechaber holds, the ein lo din beis hakisa yoshan. This chair doesn't have the status of a bathroom. The kaimalon, because if it had the status of a bathroom, we've already learned, the osur lufano bimlo einav, that one would not be allowed to daven in front of a bathroom if he can see this bathroom directly in front of his eyes. Afilu pinum imen whatso, even if there's no excrement inside of this bathroom. That's the situation when you have a bathroom. But over here, this commode-like structure, ilarak din bias, this has the status of a house or a room, shizmino lo besakisi, that is designated to be a bathroom, but isn't the bathroom right now, that we discussed, for example, on Mavur Basif Bays, like we discussed in yesterday's year. And therefore, Kivan She'en Olav Tzol Mi'olam, since it doesn't actually have excrement on this commode itself, the graf and the chamber pot, Ein Omei Tachtov, isn't present under there, Kiyim B'yes HaTzorech, only when a person is actually defecating. Therefore, in this situation, one would be allowed to say Kriyashma in front of such a chair. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, however, that many Achronim disagree with this. Aval beharbe Achronim cholkin olav. And he brings down the Sharet Zion. This includes the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, the El Yerabah, who all are Machmir, as are the Graz and the Derech HaChaim and the Chayyodim. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, all of these Achronim are cholkin with this first opinion over here that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, which is the opinion of the Mechaber. And they hold, Usfirulahu, the yesh lo din beis hakisa yoshan, that this commode-like safsal, this commode-like seat with a hole in it, is in fact halachically just like a bathroom that has been already used. Kivin shenifnu lov, since this commode is used to defecate upon it, even though the excrement goes through the hole and not onto the chair. Therefore, al kein tzorich li zoyer. Therefore, one has to be very careful. Kishirotza likros kriyashma ulispala. Person wants to say kriyashma to daven, or ledaber eizad divrei kedusha, or to say anything that is a holy thing, sheyotzi hakisim habayis. You have to take the commode out of the room. You can't leave the commode in that area. They used to only have one room. That's why the house and the room are considered the same. Baruch Hashem, many people have more than one room nowadays, and therefore you have to just take the kisei out of the room that you want to daven in. Or, if you only have one room, shamideo mileachorov dalit amos. Make sure it's behind you, at least a distance of 4 amos away. Oh, or alternatively, shiachase kol hakisei bebeged or bedover acher. Or you can cover up this kisei with some sort of a cloth or with anything that will cover it up. And this is true v'afilu hunaki. This is even when the chair is absolutely clean, doesn't have any excrement on it. V'embo reach ra, and it doesn't have a foul smell. V'en agraf o mitachtov, and the chamber pot is not underneath it at this moment in time, and furthermore, it's covered up, and the area above the hole in this seat is covered up with some sort of a board. Nevertheless, all of these achronim hold that we treat this commode-like structure as a bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chein yesh li zar. One has to also be very careful. One has to be very careful if he has in his house these small little potties, which little children use to go and learn how to go to the bathroom in them. Should these have to be shiyu mechusim bebeged b'shas kriyas shma v'divrei Torah? The person has it in the same room that he's in. He has to make sure that he covers it up when he's davening or singing kriyas shma, learning Torah, or other dvarim shebekdusha. And this is true, afal pi she'ein behem tzoah, even if the chamber pot, the little potty that the child is using, is in fact not filled with any excrement. Oh, alternatively, shiyotziyeh me'acheder, you can remove it from the room, shemedaber shom divrei kedusha. Bottom line is, you're not allowed to daven or say dvarim shebekdusha or learn when you have this little potty in the room, even if it doesn't contain any excrement. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, or befrat, this is especially true, ki hakotan rogil lelachlik kisei b'eis shunifne, because unlike the adult commode that we were talking about, or the commode-like structure that the Mechaber is talking about, which doesn't get excrement on it, with a young child on the potty, they're not able to really control their hygiene as well as an adult, and therefore they soil the potty, and therefore this potty really has much more excrement on it than the commode of the adult, and therefore the potty definitely is treated over here as if it is halachically a bathroom that has already been used. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, well, kuliyam, everybody agrees, yesh alav shein beis hakise, af be'eish unoki. This little potty that the child uses, even the Mechaber, who says by the commode that it's not a beis hakise, would consider this a beis hakise, even at the time that it's clean from excrement. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down kosav b'derech hachayim, le'inyan saf sol noko. The Derech Hachayim speaks about regarding this commode-like structure that we brought here in Sif Hay in the beginning. The im hasav sol miyuchad li'yeshiva. If this chair was specifically designated for sitting on it, kimo kisei shemiyachadim li'yeshiva, like a chair that's designated for sitting on, or mechusa b'kar, and it's covered up at this point with some sort of a cushion, u'chishet tzorich lahadover, and when you need to use it as a commode, meiser akar, you take off the cushion sh'olov that's upon it, v'nifnin alakli hanitzevisham, and you then go to the bathroom through the hole in this chair, as commode-like structure that we've been talking about, and you have the excrement going into some sort of collecting basin underneath in a chamber pot. In this situation, the Derech HaChaim says, Sheish lahat likros ulispalo beishu mechusu bekar. He does permit you to go and read the Kriyat Shema when it's covered up with some sort of a cushion. Af im ein mechusu bedover acher klal. Even though there's nothing else covering it up, as long as the cushion over here is covering up the area where the hole was. The ein alav shem beis hakisei, because he agrees that it doesn't have the shame of the beis hakisei. And Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin shom time." We'll go look there for his reasoning. Mishnah Berurah tells us as well to look at the Bir Halacha for further details about this. If I'm understanding this Derech HaChaim right, he seems to be slightly more machmir than the Mechaber in that he says that only when this chair is otherwise used as a chair as well, in this situation, it doesn't have the status of the Beis HaKisei. But otherwise, if it's not used as a chair, it seems to suggest that it would have the status of the Beis HaKisei like all the other Achronim. Now we go to the Ramah, and we conclude Simen Pei Gimel with the Ramah stating, V'chol mi shekori b'mokom shein korin. If somebody does read Shema or all the other Dvarim Shebekdusha, Shemoneh Esrei, etc., learning in a place where you weren't allowed to read it, so if it was something that you were obligated to do, Chozer V'korei. For Shema or Shemoneh Esrei, you have to repeat the Shema or the Shemoneh Esrei because you weren't allowed to go read it there in the first place and you're not even Yotzei B'diyevet. The Sif Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nudalad writes, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha, and there in the Dibur Hamaskel, V'chol mi shekora, Chozer V'korei, he brings down from the Kedusha Rebbe Kiva Eger, Shekosav, Dele'inyan Me'reglayim, in regards to urine, kivan shumi the rabbanan, since urine, as we pointed out numerous times already, is only an issa deraisa when it's actually flowing out of the person in a stream. But once it's out of the body of the person, so then urine only has the status of being also to read kriyat shema midi rabbanan. So in urine, the Chidush Rekiva Eger writes, b'diyevet eino chozer. If one did read the shema in the presence of urine, as long as it wasn't coming right out of the person at the time that he was reading the shema, so then if he did this, l'chatril, he shouldn't have read Shema. But after the fact, b'diyevet, eino chozer. He doesn't have to go back and repeat the Shema. He then brings down the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo and the Divrei Hagraz, who aren't in agreement with this Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, the issue, footnote number 29, he brings down to the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Vav, seem to paskin b'pshita shetzorech l'achzor, that you do have to go back, even for urine. This concludes Siman Pei Gimel. Now we begin Simen Pei Dalet, Imut Likros B'Merchutz. Now we're going to talk about what is the halacha in terms of reading Kriyat Shema in a bathhouse. Today, people have their private facilities in their own house. But in those days, there were public bathhouses, we still have them in existence today, that people would come and use. And there were three parts to the public bathhouses. You had the innermost part, which was the actual bathhouse or mikveh, where the people would be totally unclothed. You had the middle section, where people would be either getting dressed or getting undressed, so there would be sometimes people clad, sometimes people not clad. And then you had the outermost area, where the people would enter into the bathhouse. And we'll see that there are different halachos for the different sections of the bathhouse. So let us begin. The Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph, Merchotz Chodosh, a brand new Merchotz, that was never utilized. Shelo rochatzu bo. So this is a bathhouse that hasn't yet been used as a bathhouse. This is very similar to the previous halachic discussion that we had about hazmona milsihi, hazmona lav milsihi, in regards to a bathroom. So we have the same thing over here. You have a bathhouse that has never been utilized yet as a bathhouse. So the Mechaber writes, mutar likros bo. So the Mechaber writes that it is permissible for a person to read Kriyat Shema even inside this bathhouse over here, because it hasn't been utilized as a bathhouse yet, and it's not as bad as a bathroom, as we pointed out when we learned the halachos of the bathroom. So therefore, it doesn't yet take upon itself the status of a place where it's inappropriate to say any davar shebekdusha. And therefore, one can recite Shema even inside this, as opposed to a bathroom, which doesn't have that same ability. We said you can only do it outside the bathroom, but not inside the bathroom, even though that bathroom has never been used before. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Aleph writes, Pirush, afilu pam echad, it wasn't used even one time for somebody to bathe in. The rochatzu, if it was ever used even once, tu habilei kimerchatz yoshan, the whole dina, then it would have the status of an already used bathhouse for all the halachos that we're going to be talking about. Me'achad dohoya bo hazmana u'maisa, because it has both the designation to be a bathhouse, and now it's been used as a bathhouse, just like we said with the bathroom in the previous simon, so therefore it would have the halachic status of being a bathhouse, even if it was only used once. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ubi Yoshan, if it was a bathhouse that has already been used, the Bayis Achitzon in the outermost chamber, Shekol Ha'omdim Shom Levushim, all the people that are standing in this outer chamber, they're all clothed. Therefore, Mutter, it would be permissible for a person to go and read Kriyashma in that part of the bathhouse in the outermost chamber." Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Mutar likros, you're allowed to read the Shema there. V'af agav, the Beis HaKisei, Kaimalon, Le'el B'Simen Pei Gimel, the Osarai, the Hazmona B'Yalmo. And here we bring down the distinction that even though by a bathroom that was designated to be a bathroom but has never been used as a bathroom, we said you can't read B'Socho, you can't read inside that Kriyat Shema, but you could read Kinegdo. Here by the bathhouse it's different. Shiny Beis HaKisei, the Mois Tvei. The bathhouse doesn't have the same level of disgustingness, of mius, that the Beis HaKisei does. So even though the Beis HaKisei and the bathhouse both have never been used, so there certainly is no actual mius, disgusting item inside either one of them, no excrement and no foul smell for any reason, nevertheless, the bathroom contains a worse characterization because it's a bathroom. It's mos tvei, it's more disgusting, and even though it hasn't been used, it has already that status, and therefore one shouldn't say the Kriyat Shema in such a too designated bathroom that hasn't been used yet but will be used. As opposed to a bathhouse, which will be used as a bathhouse, that's not as low a utilization as the Beis HaKisei, and therefore, if it hasn't been used yet, one could say Kriyat Shema even besocho, not only kenegdo. I hope I explained that clearly. It is a pretty important idea. The Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskul Ubi Yoshan writes as follows: Kidarkum hoya sha'achar shalavash chaluko bebeis hoem tsoi, that after a person starts to get dressed in the middle chamber, he goes from the innermost chamber where he bathed himself to the middle chamber where he starts to get dressed, and he would put on some sort of a cloak, chaluka, his shirt. In the middle chamber, he then would go and finish getting dressed. Hayayotzi lebeis achitzon, goes to the outermost chamber, ligmor shom alavisha. That's where he would finish getting dressed. As opposed to, the Mechaber continues, and he says, ubeemtsoi, in this middle area, that some of the people there are clothed, and some of the people there are naked, because the people that are going into the innermost chamber are now going to be naked, or the people coming out from the innermost chamber, as they're beginning to get dressed, they're initially naked. So in this middle chamber, you have a mixture of people that are dressed and undressed. So there, in that area, Yeshom Shila Shalom, person is allowed to ask his friend, how are you doing? Say Shalom Aleichem, Avolo Kriyashma Utvila, but he wouldn't be allowed to say Kriyashma or the Shmonesre in that chamber. Now, there's a lot of Mishnah Berurahs on this, and we really are on already Kuftan Zayin, so we'll stop over here for today, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up the Mishnah Berurahs on this tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.